The German solution, state to import migrants from Turkey in bid to solve airport delays. By Peter Cattell on August 4, 2022. In a bid to solve delays in the country's airports, Germany is to do what it does best, bring in more migrants, mostly from Turkey. Germany is looking to employ its solution of import more migrants again in the coming weeks, with state authorities this time seeing the prospect of bringing in foreign labor as the way of solving delays at the country's airports. Likely to be in the country sometime around mid-August, the number of new arrivals will pale in comparison to the amount some ministers aim to bring in over the coming months and years, with one minister having previously demanded that the country immediately allow in as many migrants as possible who are willing and able to work. According to a report by Der Spiegel, around 250 migrants, mainly sourced from Turkey, are to be brought into the country to man posts in Nuremberg, Munich and Frankfurt Airport, all of which have seen travelers beset with significant delays. These are largely down to the fact that many staff who previously worked in the airports were cut during the COVID pandemic, with the vacant positions now causing problems with the popular return of international travel. The foreign staff are being brought into the airports in the context of local workers striking over pay and working conditions, with Union Verdi demanding its members receive a 9.5% wage increase. Germany's solution of importing a workforce appears to be in line with the state's solutions to many problems, with the country now seemingly putting all its faith in foreign migrants to fund its aging population. With the country's population of young people falling to its lowest point since the Second World War, ministers have been keen to bring in more migrants in the hope they will work in the country, with the parliamentary head of the ostensibly right-leaning Free Democratic Party, FDP, Christian Dürr, demanding the country immediately take in more migrants. "It is about urgently needed immigration at all levels in the labor market," he said, arguing that more foreign workers were needed so that baby boomers could have their retirement paid for. "Anyone who can make a living from the work of their own hands is welcome," he continued. "After all, he pays taxes and pays into the pension." Meanwhile, the country's Antifa-linked interior minister, Nancy Faeser, has drawn up plans to grant amnesty to tens of thousands of illegal migrants already in the country under the condition that they can pay for themselves, with estimates putting the number of migrants who may be able to avail of the scheme at around 100,000. As authorities continue to push these measures aiming to bring more migrants into Germany, statistics released this week have revealed that nearly 1,000 elementary schools in a single German state now have a majority of children with a migrant background. Of these schools, 54 now have pupils with a migrant background make up between 90 to 100% of the student body, prompting concerns from at least one local politician that it will soon be the case that children without a migration background who will have to integrate. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.